So Simon has very correctly said that it's going to be a bit different today. So I want you to just be relaxed. It's not so much a preach as more of a workshop sort of thing, really. There are pens and paper over on the table here. So at any point, if you want to grab those, then please feel free to do so. So we're going to have some time to worship and to praise. I'm going to sort of talk in between things. There's also going to be an opportunity for you to listen to some music and some songs, and for you just to sense what God might be saying to you. And also I want to have a time where there's an opportunity to pray over other people and to bless each other. So it's going to be a bit of a mishmash, and we'll just see what happens. So just bear with me. But I wanted, initially, I was going to preach on praise and worship and why that's really important. But then it sort of like evolved into something a little bit bigger than that. And then I wanted to share all my favourite songs, all my favourite praise and worship songs with you. And after I'd sort of started selecting them on Spotify and I'd got up to 29 songs, I'm thinking, and I hadn't even started really, I thought, well, maybe that's not going to work. So that one went out the window. So it's a bit of both of those things, all wrapped up into one. So here we go. We'll see what happens. So the first question I have for you is, why do we sing in church? Why do we sing? What is the purpose of singing in church? Is it scriptural? Yes, it is. So, Psalm 100. I've got loads of little bookmarks here. Says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing with joy. Acknowledge that he is Lord, the God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. I had that song. Have you ever, if you're, I don't mean this in a rude way, if you're an old Christian, like me, you might know, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Some people nodding. Sung that at my wedding, actually. And I do like the song. But it's Psalm 100. And that's one of the reasons why we sing. We sing because he is amazing. We sing to thank him. We sing to praise him. We sing to remember all the good things that he has done and to come into his courts. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with, you know, my all-time favorite song at the moment is Joy. So we're going to start with that one. And I know Livy loves this song as well. So I want to see some dancing, Livy.
I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the joy of the Lord isn't just happiness. It's something much deeper than that. We can be joyful because we know that we are his. We can have joy in the morning, joy in the evening, just because we know that he died for us. We might not be happy about some stuff, but we can still have joy. And I was on a journey about joy and asking God for joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I was asking God about that because I felt like I had spent quite a long time not living in joy. And God showed me that joy isn't happiness. I don't have to have everything fixed in my life to have joy in my life. But what I do need to do is to believe that God is there for me. And so part of my testimony for this song is about that, really, about being able to walk into joy and to dancing once again, which I hadn't done for years. And I think sometimes we come out of periods of grief or disappointment in our lives. And I think that's where I was, in a period of grief, disappointment, loss in the recent years. But God brought me this song to remind me that I can still have joy. That that faith praises in the darkness. And that angels are released when I praise. Yeah? And that's the same for you. And that when praises rise, our burdens are lifted. So one of the reasons, why do we sing? One of the reasons to sing. There's three reasons right there. Yeah? Praise is a taste of heaven. I sometimes wonder about that. When I'm singing a song in my conservatory, leaping around the conservatory thinking, oh, I wonder if this is what heaven's like. I'm sure it's much better than that, but there we go. So this song, I love this song for that reason. So why else do we sing? Well, I've got a lot of reasons why I sing. I don't know whether you sing for the same reasons, but I wanted to share those with you. And I want us to sort of run through those things. And I'm going to play you some songs just to listen to. I'm going to play some songs that I hope you'll join in with. And there might be opportunity for you as well to pray blessings over people, to sing over people. Now, you might think that might be freaking you out right now, but trust me, it's not going to be done in a freaky out sort of way. Well, I hope it isn't anyway. Jan, you might want to sit down for this bit. I didn't want you to stand and get worn out. So here's the first song I want to play to you. And this song is called Different. And so this is a bit of a personal testimony for me. I've always felt a bit different, and you probably feel a bit different as well. And did you know that that's okay to feel different? And we are different because we're set apart. Because we're his holy people on earth. So we are different. You know, we don't fit in with most people. We don't fit in perhaps in our workplace or our college place. Because we have different views, particularly in this day and age. We have different views. We have different things that are going on for us than for other people. And it's okay to be different. And this song says, I want to be different. It embraces the different. And so this helped me to embrace the different. Not wanting to stand still, but to go forward. So I just want to play this one to you. Thank you, Lord, that we're different. I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want to be different so the whole world can see the fire burning inside of me. Thank you, Jesus, that in this world we can be different. We are different. Holy Spirit, come and burn within us so that we shine bright in every situation we walk into. Amen. So sometimes a song might really speak into what you're feeling at a certain time. Other times, songs are like prophetic declarations. I've asked Sonia if it's okay to share this, but and some of you will know this, but when Steve was still alive and at church, I would often have a song for him and would go and sing it over him. And that's not just because I thought he might like the song. It was a prophetic declaration over him. It was me saying, this is what I believe God is saying to you, Steve, right now. Sometimes we don't have the words, but God can give us the words, either through the word, the Bible, or through certain songs, which are often scripture-based. And I believe that there's lots of songs that are like that. And so don't get freaked out if I come and stand and over you. I'm not talking about today, but another time. Don't get freaked out if I come and sing something over you. It's because it's something that I believe God is saying to you. And I used to do that quite a lot. And Sonia and I were talking about that. And I said, do you know what, Sonia? I think I did it a lot with Steve because his heart was so open. Steve lived right on the edge of things. And for those of you who don't know, Steve was Sonia's lovely husband, and he had heart troubles for a lot of his life and was quite sick for a lot of his life. But do you know what? He was an amazing man of God. He came to faith, and he lived on the edge. He lived on the edge because he had to live on the edge, didn't he? Because he was sick a lot of the time. But he was open to God. He rarely put up barriers. And I think I found it easy to sing over him because I knew he was always open, you know? I didn't ever worry about what he might think of me if I stood behind him and sang. And bless him, he received everything that I sang over him. And so sometimes songs are there to sing over people, you know? I remember, Karina, I haven't asked you this, I hope this is okay. I remember when we went round to your house to pray for your dad. I prayed a song over him that day and for you and your sister, didn't I? And it's like sometimes I don't have the words, but a song does. And you know, you think, oh, that song's brilliant, I'm going to sing that. And that was on one of my lines on my list, but I didn't play, I haven't got it now. but I just want to give opportunity for that this morning. So this is where you guys come in again. I want to play two songs. We do know them. One of them is Waymaker. Yeah? Listen to some of the words. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Right, who doesn't need that? It's a no-brainer, isn't it, really? And then the other one is God, turn it around. There might be some situations for you right now that you want God to do something, to turn something around. And it's just a cry of our hearts. So these songs, Waymaker and God, turn it around, are cries of our heart. And if you want to stand with somebody and sing those words over them, then go for it. If you want to sing those words for yourself, then also go for it. But I want to give you an opportunity to use the song in those ways. Be very intentional about what you're saying, what the words mean. Yeah? How many of you have ever sung a song and you get to the end and you think, oh, I don't even know what I've sung there? I've done that before. But today I want us to be intentional about what we're singing. So we're going to sing these songs over ourselves, over each other, however you feel led. Yeah? We're going to start with God, turn it around. Here we go. Thank you, Emma.
I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
We pray for turnaround, Lord, this morning. We pray in every situation where people need a breakthrough. We pray for turnaround, Lord. We pray for turnaround.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you love us and that you care for us and that you'll just move mountains to make us feel okay. Thank you for you break through every chain and every battle that we go through because you turn it around.
Yeah. I just want to have an opportunity to sing the song Waymaker. There are so many words. I don't know if you could put that up, Emma, for me. There are so many words in this song that are true. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. So if you need those things from God, then sing this with us. And if you feel like somebody needs those things, just go and stand and sing with them. It doesn't need to be heavy. Just standing next to them is good. You are here. Moving in our midst. You are here. Moving in our midst.
You are here. Moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. Light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. 'Cause that is who you are. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Thank you that you are a light in the darkness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes God gives us a song as part of our prayer burden. We might be heavy laden with a particular issue. We might be up in the night thinking about that thing. And there's a scripture in Lamentations 2, verse 19, that says, "Rise during the night and cry out. Pour out your hearts like water to the Lord. Lift up your hands to him in prayer, pleading for your children." And there's been many a night that I've been awake in the night with a heavy burden. And often I find that a song will help release that burden. I'm not saying that the thing changes straight away. In that Waymaker song, it says, "Even though I don't see it, you're working. We have to believe, don't we, that God is working, even when we don't see it. And by releasing our prayer burdens to him, we are adding to that breakthrough in heaven. So this song is called Crowned. And I nearly always cry when I put this on. Just going to warn you there. I sing this over my daughters. This is what I believe for them. Father, we believe that we're held by the King. That out of the ashes beauty will arise. That we are chosen. And for all of those prodigals that we have in our lives, we pray that they will believe that they are forever found in your arms, Lord. We pray that every tear will be wiped away. Amen. As we lift up this, our prayer burden for them, in Jesus' name. So songs for me have been prayers, particularly in the middle of the night. But also, they're calls to go deeper. So there are a number of songs that I use that calls me to go deeper. The song that I've been singing, I cannot stop singing this line of this song. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would take me. Take me deeper. Sometimes the cry of our heart is expressed in a song because it says what we want. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. That song's really simple. It pretty much says, fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. And I will make room for you. I will make room for you. Here is where I lay it down. Every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. These songs are a cry of our hearts. So I wonder if you would join with me in one of these songs. You know, I don't mind which of these we go for. Oceans. Okay, I wanted somebody to say. Let's sing Oceans then. Let this be the cry of your heart.
Call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the midst. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours. You are mine.
So songs can be a cry of our heart, a longing to go deeper, to be filled up for more of what we need of God. But also, songs can be God speaking back to us. They can be encouragements in dark times. They can give courage when you're in a vulnerable place. And as your love, in wave after wave, crashes over me, you are for us, not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter in. I am bold, no fear inside. We're not going to sing these songs because we could be here all week. But You Make Me Brave is a brilliant song when you're not feeling very brave. Try it. When you're really not feeling very brave, sing that song all the way through and then do it again. It just says, you make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves and your love in wave after wave. I've sung that song a lot. I sang that song when one of my daughters walked away from us on a holiday and that was it. She was gone. She packed her bag and she left. And everyone else was going down to the beach on a bodyboard. And so I went down to the beach on a bodyboard. But inside, I was screaming inside and heartbroken. And I sang that song with tears streaming down my face as I walked into the waves on St. Ives Beach. I was literally... And as your love in wave after wave, and the waves were crashing, but I just kept walking. And I tell you something, God did something in that moment. He didn't change the situation, but he took away a lot of my heartache and said, I'm here for you, Sue. I'm here. I've got you. I've got this. And this other song, Catch the Wind. I am bold, no fear inside. Spread my wings. Open my life like an eagle. I sang this probably for about 4 months on the way to work and on the way back with the windows right down going over Langston Bridge. Because it's like I wanted to feel the wind. And some days, I tell you, there was a gale running through my car. But it's like I had it on top volume and I was singing this as I went over the bridge. I want to catch the wind. I want to catch the wind. It's another good one to do full volume. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. You know, he gives us new strength, and he can do that through a song. They will soar high on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. God can use songs to encourage you. He has with me. A good song for me in a dark place validates how I feel, but it doesn't just leave me there. You know, in my early teens, I used to sing a lot of pop songs. And they would be all the sad love songs. Don't know what that says about me. I can't stand them now. but it's because they left me in this place of... And I thought... And I'm not like that now. I just like, I don't want to be left in that place. And I'm the same with films. It's like if somebody says, oh, this is a good film. I say, it's got a happy ending. Because if it hasn't, I'm not watching it. Sorry, not interested. And... I love this Rita Springer song. I have to believe. It validates my pain, but doesn't leave me there. I'm going to play it. Is that okay? We've still got time to do this. If you want to sing along, then do. Some of you might not know this.
I have to believe that he sees my darkness. I have to believe he knows my pain. I have
worship his name.
I have to believe. I have to believe.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just reading out what God says he's going to do builds our faith. One of my favorite Bible stories is a tiny little bit. It's a tiny story in Mark chapter 9, verse 23-24. And it's a story where I think it's a father who comes and his son is ill and he's asking Jesus. And Jesus says he will do it. And the guy says, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. I mean, how many of you have felt like that before? It's like, I know what the Bible says. I do believe. I do believe that God can do things. I do believe that God can heal. I believe that God will return the prodigals. I believe in revival. I believe this, that, and the other. I do believe that. But help me in my unbelief. Because there's just parts of me that can't quite get there. And I find myself praying that more and more now. I do believe, Lord, but help me in my unbelief. But songs like I Have to Believe, it speaks out. You said that you can move mountains. You can move my mountains. He can move your mountains. He said he can move mountains. So let's believe. But I need a bit of help in believing. I'm just looking at the time, and I've got loads of more songs to share with you, but I don't want to overdo it.
Part two.
Huh? Part two. Yeah, maybe I will do a part two. I'm actually going to finish, even though I've got like loads more. But maybe you'll just have to ask me back another time. I'm gonna read this that I wrote down a little while ago. It's singing in opposition to your pain. I'm sorry, I can't remember where I found it, so don't ask me. Let your praises find true expression as you come before me with singing and a thankful heart. True worship is the highest and most sublime form of gratitude, because in your songs of worship, you are proclaiming my goodness. The most beautiful expression of your heart comes when praise stands in full opposition to what's happening around you. At such times, worship rises before me as a sweet offering of love. Beloved, I want you to know that I don't simply receive your praise, sit back and enjoy it, without an awareness of what it costs you. I don't turn a blind eye to your pain. This devotion to me in the midst of your pain moves me. You have my ear. You have my heart. You have my full attention. The streams of affection that rise from your lips pull me close. I come and inhale the fragrance of your offering. So I think we'll just finish by giving an offering to God of worship. So I'm just going to skip down my list to Jesus have it all. Thank you, Emma. If you want to stand for this, because this is the last one, then feel free. You don't have to.
Jesus, have my heart, my will, my soul. Jesus, have my hopes, my dreams, my world. joy I lay it down, with joy I cast my crowns. Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all.
Father, we thank you for everything that you are. Lord, we thank you that we can use songs as a prayer burden, as a prophetic declaration over others and over ourselves, as a cry to go deeper in the dark places and to worship. And our cry is, Spirit, lead us. Spirit, lead us. Where my trust is without borders, let me walk upon the waters wherever you would take me. In Psalm 119, verse 54, it says, your decrees have become the themes of my songs wherever I have lived. I actually really love that. Your decrees have been the themes of my songs wherever I have lived. Thank you guys for joining in with me and listening to my songs. I didn't inflict the list of 29 on you. Well, we'd still be here. Thank you, guys.
Father.